So, the more Mr. Bean tries to cover up his mistake, the worse it gets. We all make mistakes. It's common nature. It's how we learn from them, which is what's important. For example, with me, I've made small mistakes, such as saying jokes which have gone a little bit too far, or a personal mistake of mine was, which was more of a learning curve, was taking AS level maths, which I'm not enjoying, but I'm going to hold out because it's worth it for me in the long run. The worst thing is, we all make mistakes, but I try and hide behind mine, and I try and cover it up, or try to ignore it, or forget about it. As a kid, I got into trouble loads for winding up my sister, which was hilarious at the time, and kind of still is. But my mistake was, I never learned from it, which my parents got rather frustrated with, to say the least. For me, I cling on to my mistakes, I let them build up over time. I think that the person probably hates me for what I did to them, or I said to them. These mistakes are ways of life. So I constantly test the boundaries with my jokes, which some have gone too far. But there is nothing wrong with mistakes, otherwise we would be perfect. But over time, these mistakes can clutter our minds and pull us further away from God. Here's the Jesus-y bit that some of you have been waiting for. In the Bible it says, "Whoever conceals his transgressions will not prosper, but he who confesses and forsakes them will obtain mercy." I know I haven't got a degree in theology, but basically, all this is saying is if I muck up and hide it, like when I fall out with Vicky, and she starts crying, going, "Wah! Wah! Oh, he hit me! Oh, he changed the channel on the TV!" or something like that. And going, "He says something mean." If I go, "Cool as you like, it wasn't me. That's me hiding it." Even though my mum knows it was me, as I'm the only other person in the house. It's like this with God. He knows if I was mean to Vicky, but if I try and hide it, I will suffer more by this mistake, and so will my mum, and so will my sister. But if I go, "Fair enough, you got me," then we all just turn out better. Maybe I shouldn't have wound her up, but then that's no fun, is it? We as humans judge. Every time we walk down the street, we can't just go somewhere without judging others on their mistakes. Our minds are made to look and base our views on others. I admit I do this, and that I make mistakes all the time. How many times have you heard me come in too early on Boldly I Approach Your Throne? Really loudly. By the way, it is an easy thing to do as the instrumental is way too long. We all make mistakes. There is nothing wrong with that. But the moment we start judging others by our mistakes, we are starting to mould them and fixate our views upon them. Like, "Oh, just because they played the song wrong, they must be a rubbish musician." Or, "Oh, because the cashier gave me the wrong change, they must be rubbish at maths." Or, "Oh, they spelled something wrong, they must be rubbish at English." For me, I'm quite bad at spelling and grammar, but I still got a 7 in it, which is an A, but it doesn't mean I'm rubbish at it. Over time, we start to create a stereotype of a person built on their mistakes. Ask yourself, do you know someone who you have classed over time based on their mistakes, and you have built a character of them on their mistakes, but not them? Just think of people around you. We as humans are not perfect. If you weren't paying attention to the first half of the talk, basically I was saying we all make mistakes and don't judge others on theirs, because you yourself make mistakes too. Does God want for us to judge others by their mistakes? In the Bible it says there is only one lawgiver and one judge, he who is able to save and destroy. But who are you to judge your neighbour? This is a perfect example of who are we to judge one another. I could make the same mistake as somebody else, but I would try and bury that mistake by making myself believe that their mistake was worse, not mine. We all make mistakes, but who am I to judge? God views us as equals. We're all his children. We're all special to him. He all loves us. So let's not condemn the other by basing our views upon them. Judge not, and you will not be judged. Condemn not, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Before we close, I want to give you all the chance right now to let go of our judgments of ourselves, those around us, to wipe the slate clean, to base our views back to square one. Think of all the numerous people you know around you. Family, friends, work colleagues, school friends, even church members. Are you judging yourself or them by their mistakes? And guys, it comes back to this. We all make mistakes, but who am I to judge? Now we're going to have a time of prayer ministry to help get us back to square one, to get rid of the judgment of our mistakes and others. And Paul is going to help lead us. Thank you.